This is Paul Peluso from Officer.com, and I'm here with Craig Floyd, the chairman and CEO of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. How's it going today, Craig?
Going great, Paul. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Basically, with Police Week's coming up in May, and what do you guys have planned for this year? You know, anything different than years past, and how is planning going so far?
Well, we are ready for our 25,000 or so guests that will be joining us during National Police Week this year. National Police Week is officially May 12th through the 18th, and those are the key dates to remember. May 15th, of course, is Peace Officers Memorial Day. That's a special day set aside to honor our fallen law enforcement heroes. And our signature event here at the Memorial Fund is on May 13th. That's a Monday evening this year, and that'll be at the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial beginning at 8 p.m. And that's where we'll have approximately 25,000 guests with us that evening. The Attorney General of the United States will be our keynote speaker. We'll have the President of the Concerns of Police Survivors representing our survivor community, as well as a number of other participants. We'll have great songs, as always. We'll shine our laser light skyward toward the end of the ceremony. And, of course, we'll be reading the names of the new additions to the memorial this year. That's 321 new names being added to the memorial. That work is actually occurring as we speak, and all of those names will be inscribed and ready for unveiling on May 13th. That includes 120 officers from last year. And that certainly is a tragedy for those departments, those families that have lost a loved one. Certainly our nation grieves for them as well. However, the good news, the silver lining, if you will, in that number is that it's the lowest fatality figure we've had since 1959. So a little bit of good news there in terms of the trends related to law enforcement safety. Fewer officers killed in the line of duty last year by far in recent times, and it looks like this year the numbers are staying low once again.
I did want to talk to you about the trends, and what would you attribute that steep decline in line of duty deaths to?
Well, I think we're focused in laser-like fashion as a nation on the problem of law enforcement safety. I think we saw it loud and clear, a first-hand glimpse, really, of the terrible dangers that the officers up in the Boston area had to undertake this past week. One officer shot and killed, in fact, an MIT police officer, campus officer named Sean Collier. Unfortunately, he was a fatality from that terrorist attack up there. Another officer injured seriously, but thankfully on the mend. We understand he will survive, and we're very pleased to hear that. That was an MBTA transit police officer up there. Bottom line is more officers are better trained, better equipped. More officers are wearing their bullet-resistant vests. PERF, the Police Executive Research Forum, just came out with a study not too long ago that showed that more than 90% of the law enforcement agencies in this country are now requiring their officers to wear body armor while on patrol or engaging in dangerous duties. So that's very important that I think more and more officers are in fact wearing their vests. More agencies requiring that to be the case, and vests save lives. We know that over the last 25 years or so, more than 3,000 law enforcement professionals' lives have been saved because they were wearing their body armor. And I think it's important to emphasize that body armor doesn't just save you from gunfire. In fact, we saw a study done by the DuPont company, one of our partners, and they found that over a good period of time, more than half of the saves attributed to body armor were non-firearms related. A lot of times that could be an automobile crash preventing you from having that trauma when you strike the steering column, for example, in an auto crash situation. Or if you're struck by another vehicle while on the side of the road, that vest will give you added protection. Just a couple of examples of non-firearms related situations where vests certainly are going to be a major factor in saving an officer's life. So that certainly helped. I think more use of less lethal weaponry. Giving officers a choice besides shoot or don't shoot, kill or be killed, taser stun guns, which is something that I have long advocated, certainly feel that taser stun guns have been a great tool, not only in preventing the unnecessary fatalities of criminal suspects who engage law enforcement officers, but also saving the lives of law enforcement professionals who, instead of having to go into a hand-to-hand combat situation with a resisting felon, they can now keep a safe distance and get that felon under arrest without posing a major threat to themselves or to the criminal involved in that situation. So those are just some of the factors. Obviously, tougher criminal justice, keeping our worst of the worst criminals behind bars for longer periods of time, that's improved. I think we still have a ways to go there. We've seen that more than 160 criminals were out on parole or probation for some other crime when they murdered a police officer over the last 10 years. So that's about 16 officers a year who are being killed by criminals that should have been kept behind bars, and those lives would have been saved if that had been the case. And certainly, and perhaps finally, better emergency medical care. Obviously, the way we treat shootings, the way we treat auto crash injuries has improved dramatically in recent times, and as a result, those who might get injured and in the earlier times might have died from those injuries, they're now being saved because of the improvements in emergency medical care. So those are just some of the reasons why we think that the number of fatalities has gone down in recent years, even though the number of officers serving has more than doubled since the 1970s, when we averaged about 230 deaths per year. Now we're averaging closer to 150 officers killed in the line of duty each year.
Well, I thank you for joining us today, Craig, and good luck in setting up Police Week, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.
Good. Thank you.